JJ, what do you think about you added a guy like Ryan Pickens, played a long time in this league, been there, done that?
Yeah, he's played, I think it's 14 years in the league. So, obviously, to play that long, especially the defensive line, is impressive. So, you have a lot of respect for that right out of the gate. Excited to get out there on the practice field and see what he's got.
When you look at the Bills, what do you see?
I see a good football team with a quarterback who's coming along, you know, obviously early in his career, but I think he's doing some good things. They have a good offensive line who leads a good running game. Couple of really good backs. CJ Spiller and Fred Jackson are both very talented running backs. So I think obviously they have the rookie receiver, Sammy Watkins, who's been doing well, and some other good receivers on their team. So I think they're a good football team, and I think it'll be an exciting challenge for us on Sunday.
CJ Spiller, worry, you know, as much as you can turn something into a big play.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player. You know, I think he's a guy who he has speed, he has quickness, he has some good vision. I think he's a very good running back in this league, and obviously one of the big things you want to do is make sure you contain him.
Did you see what Pugh said about John tapped out?
Who's that?
Justin Pugh said about tapped out on defense.
No, I didn't see that.
What do you think about that?
I don't even know what it means, so I'm sure.
You mean how you tapped out?
Who said it?
Pugh.
I still don't know who that is.
No one that person takes it to Gerald Speed.
We want to stop it, you know. We want to stop it. So I think that's one of our biggest emphases. Jeez Louise, I don't even know. Point of emphasis, stopping the run. We want to go out there and practice this week, and obviously not pleased with the way we did it the last couple weeks. So we want to make sure we go out there and practice extremely hard, watch a lot of film, make sure that we get that shored up. They're both very good, you know. A little bit before about CJ talked about his speed and quickness and his vision, no problem. And Fred Jackson obviously been doing it for a while, great player. So both of those guys know what they're doing back there in the backfield, and you have to account for both of them and make sure that you do a good job stopping them. And obviously their quarterback can run a little bit too, so you need to make sure that you account for everybody.
It's only been three games, but I already noticed things change much the way teams try to play you, whether they double you.
Yeah, you know, I think since I think probably 2012, you know, there's been many different ways that people have tried and continue to try, and so it's always something. But I think that's part of the game, and that's partly what you hope for. You know, you want to play well enough to the point where people have to do that. So I know every week that it's going to be a point of emphasis for them, and so I can only go out there and play as well as that I can, so that I can combat it, and it just makes it that much sweeter when you do make the play.
I guess the point I'm making is you apparently adjust because you continue to be a factor in games regardless of what kind of.
Right. It's yeah. It's just a little bit harder, but it's no less satisfying, and it's also no less exciting, because that's part of my. I love the challenge. You know, I love it. And like I said, when you get back there and you make a play, whether it be a sack, a tackle for loss, a batted ball, something, it's that much sweeter knowing that the other team's throwing everything they have at you.
JJ, you've been around Chris Myers for a few years right now. He's playing 100 consecutive games with the Texans on Sunday, 160 total. How much respect do you have for him, that position, and him to be able to maintain that consistency week in and week out?
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. And Chris is a guy who, he's a true professional. He takes care of his business every single day. He takes care of his body. Obviously, you have to play on the line for that long, that consecutively. But, I mean, I think one of the – Chris, the person, is even better than Chris, the player. And he's a family man. He's a very charitable man. And he's a guy who does the right thing all the time. And he's a guy that I look up to and a guy that I respect very much. I just stopped over by his house the other day and saw his little kids and – just to see the way he interacts with his kids and his wife and his family life, that's really special. And, you know, being a 25-year-old single kid with no kids of my own, it's pretty cool to be able to stop by my teammates' houses like that and see their families. And yeah, I'm very fortunate that he allows me to come over, you know, sometimes and hang out. And so it's pretty cute.
It seems like one of those NFL guys who does the NFL the right way.
Right.
I mean, the family, the consistency, taking care of his body, all this stuff, like, he gets it.
Right. Chris, yeah, he definitely gets it. He's a pro's pro. He's a man's man, and he's a heck of a husband, heck of a father, and really can't say enough nice things about the guy. He's a heck of a guy.
JJ, now that you're an up-and-coming receiver, and
I thought it was a heck of a grab. I mean, that's not too many times on the sideline, just sitting there, just say, "Wow," you know. But wish we got the yards on the play. But that's the type of stuff he can do for you. You know, you want somebody to go out there and make a play, and he did it. Now we just need to make sure we line up properly.
Did you work with him on that?
I didn't work with him on growing his hand size. He did that all on his own. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely things that we can correct, and that's one of our biggest focuses right now is, you know, gap accountability, tackling first and foremost. But then everybody performing our role, doing our job, and making sure that we are where we need to be at every level of the defense to make sure that we can stop that run. And then obviously after we accomplish that, then get after the passer.
Without letting the struggles off the hook, is there any part of
No, I definitely wouldn't give any, I think we just need to stop the run better. I think we need to play some better run game defense. And, obviously, that always starts up front, and, we're going to work as hard as we can to get that corrected. But we're doing it as a team, you know, coaches, players, everybody together. We're all taking our accountability, and we're going to go out there and work to make sure we get it right.
Thank you.